How did the pandemic change the face of nursing home care in this country? Researchers from the Economic and Social Research Institute have been studying this, and they have found that the sector is becoming increasingly reliant on a small number of large profit-driven operators. They also found an increasing gap between what is available in cities compared to more rural parts of the country. Dr. Brendan Walsh is senior researcher with the ESRI. He wrote this report and he joins us now. Dr. Walsh, good morning. You're welcome.
Good morning.
So overall, how would you say the pandemic changed the face of nursing home care here?
Well, it certainly changed the structure and supply of nursing home care in Ireland. The report finds that more rural areas have seen a reduction in nursing home supply, with a fifth of all small private nursing homes closing and almost 700 beds being removed from public nursing homes. At the same time, we now have a small number of large private equity financed operators who have entered the market and now dominate the market. And they've opened some new large nursing homes, but disproportionately in Dublin and commuter belt counties. And these supply changes have increased regional inequalities, first of all. But the changes in supply structure also reflect an increased reliance on some small number of large private operators. And we have the situation where the availability of nursing home care is now predominantly based on whether smaller nursing homes are able to survive, but also decisions by larger operators on where is most profitable to locate. And the knock-on effect of this is that it's much more difficult to match long-term care services with local population needs, especially in rural areas.
Let's explore some of this in a bit more detail. The reasons why so many smaller homes closed, was it the tragedy that COVID produced in these homes? We all remember the awful stories of nursing homes, several of them really struggling to cope, and the large numbers of people dying in the nursing homes. And as a result, did people withdraw their relatives from them? What is the reason?
I think there are a number of factors that underpin these closures. I suppose a reduction in demand or residence and occupancy is one, but we think that fair deal rate funding and also staffing cuts are the key factors here. Nursing homes have always found it difficult in terms of staff recruitment and retention as well as staffing costs, but this increased quite a bit more during the pandemic and since the kind of pandemic as well. And this is borne out in some of our research where we looked at the temporary assistance payment scheme. This was introduced at the beginning of the pandemic by the government to alleviate financial pressures on nursing homes. It was universally used by nursing homes, but throughout the course of the scheme, it was payments for nurses, for healthcare assistants and agency staff that dominated. And this does signal the kind of difficulties many nursing homes had when it comes to staffing and staffing costs. At the same time, Fair Deal, which is the dominant way in which the state funds nursing homes, they have seen an increase in rates, but inflation has significantly outpaced these Fair Deal rate increases. And many operators, especially smaller operators, argue that these increases have not kept pace with the rising costs.
So did the larger for-profit companies then see an opportunity here to consolidate, to grow bigger by buying up these vulnerable smaller nursing homes?
To some extent, they have bought up medium-sized nursing homes, but the larger operators are quite clear that the lack of consolidation in the sector, the strong regulatory environment and the relatively stable and guaranteed funding via the Fair Deal scheme, as well as the rapid increases in the older population, they're the main reasons that attracted them there. And what we've seen most recently is that instead of buying up nursing homes, which is common in previous years, they're now developing these larger nursing homes in more urban areas.
And who are these outfits, Dr. Walsh? Who are these for-profit companies who are doing the buying?
Well, I suppose they're quite interesting and very different to the smaller operators who have been a key part of providing long-term residential care here previously. There are now about 14 of these large private equity funded operators that dominate the sector. They provide over 40% of beds, and this figure is increasing year on year. And one of the interesting elements of the structure is that the operating companies which provide the care, and they will receive the Fair Deal funding for residents, they do not actually own the physical infrastructure of the nursing home itself. Rather, it is rented from a property company who is normally a real estate investment trust, a REIT, who might own a portfolio of properties. And while this type of arrangement of splitting, operating and ownership of facility is quite common in other countries such as the United States, it's quite a new phenomenon in Ireland. And the report does not draw a conclusion on whether or not this is optimal or not, but it hopes to raise awareness that this is the way long-term care has been structured and that adjustments to how we're funding long-term care here in Ireland may be required.
Well, I'm just wondering about that because the pandemic highlighted how unsuitable congregated residential settings are. So from what you're saying, there is no sign, or is there, of a policy shift away from such models of living, models of care?
When you look at the public sector specifically, I think there has been a shift. So we identified almost 700 beds being closed in many HSE centres. But some of this was because of regulations by HICWA and also some recommendations being provided by the COVID-19 Nursing Home Expert Panel on enhancement of these regulations. So many of these bed closures in public facilities were moving people out of multi-occupancy rooms into single occupancy or double occupancy rooms. So there has certainly been a change in terms of how we are treating and caring residents in long-term residential care. And the physical infrastructure of many nursing homes have changed quite a bit.
But home care models, are they still underdeveloped, under-resourced? Because most people, as we know, would choose to live out their remaining years in their own home, if at all possible.
Yes, so like as a backdrop to this report, a new model of care that focuses on providing care to older people in their home and community is needed. We've called for this in our previous report. And for example, we've outlined the amount of resources that would be needed to reduce admissions into nursing homes by investing in less expensive home support, for example. Now, this change towards home care first and more of a care continuum outlook, it will still require integrated care across many services. And there's an opportunity to better integrate nursing homes themselves with more of a focus on short stay, rehabilitation or enablement and respite care. So I think from this work and from other work as well, we need to consider the bigger picture of caring and firm commitments to an integrated care system that works not just for now, but for the coming decades as needed.
Thank you very much indeed for joining us on Morning Ireland, Dr. Brendan Walsh, senior researcher with the ESRI and the author of this report on nursing home care.